She told us, whatever we done, don't try to prove or trace a lie that was told on us or about us anyway, and we'd always get along all right.
Have you ever heard people say, why the idea of that?
Say what?
Why the idea of him saying that about me?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've heard that word, that phrase.
What about if you meet somebody, what do you say to them in the way of greeting them when you ask about their health? You'd say,
fine, how are you?
Okay. Or if you're introduced to a stranger, what might you say? What might you ask him when you're introduced?
Well,
just how do you do, or?
Glad to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if somebody is leaving your house after a visit, you might tell them, well, I hope you'll
come again.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to somebody in greeting them around December 25th? You say, say Merry what?
Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh. Or if on Christmas Day, what is it you're supposed to say to somebody when you see them the first time?
We come up saying Christmas Hill, but we learned better. Mm-hmm. Just say Merry Christmas to everybody.
And you say Merry Christmas around December the 25th. What would you say to them around the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Now you said Christmas gift. Have you ever heard people say anything like that for New Year?
Mm-mm. This is always Christmas gift. We give oranges or apples or whatever we had neighborly.
Uh-huh.
And New Year's, we was out for fun.
If somebody has done you a favor, you might say to them, well, I'm much
obliged.
Much obliged. Okay. But what about if somebody has asked you to do something for them and you're not sure whether you'll have time to do it, you might say, well,
I'd say if I have time, I would do it.
Or I think I might have time to do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you might have to go downtown to do some what?
Shopping.
Uh-huh. And if you bought something at the store, the storekeeper might take a piece of paper and do what? Do it so you could take it home.
Wrap it.
Uh-huh. And when you got home, you would?
Unwrap it.
Uh-huh. What about if a store is selling things at less than what they paid for them? You'd say they're selling at a what?
Sale.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say they're selling at a loss?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what they call putting on a sale when they got the cut-iron thing. Mm-hmm. Some of them I expect to run up and see the cut-iron.
You might see a man looking around town for a new tractor, and he'd say, well, that sure is a nice tractor, but I can't buy it because it
costs too much.
Uh-huh. What do you own? When it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is what?
The bill. Come out my.
Like electricity?
Utility bill.
Yeah, you say the bill is
too high.
Well, I don't like to think of. Well, what about when it's time to pay it? You say the bill is
due.
Uh-huh. And a person, if he belongs to a club, he has to pay his
dues.
Uh-huh. And what about talking about that tractor? If that man didn't have enough money to buy that tractor, he might go to the bank to try to
borrow it.
Uh-huh. And if you're talking about good workers and the fact that you can't find too many of them nowadays, you might say good workers are getting mighty
hard to find.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe
scarce.
Uh-huh. What about what do you call it when you see a boy? Oh, run down this board, you know. It's in front of, up above some water. He does what? He